There's nothing like some creepy music to get you in the mood for the end of the world. In this preview for the film 2012 starring John Cusack, we see a Tibetan monk ringing a bell as he watches a giant wave crash over the Himalayas. And then the screen goes black, and all that appears is some text that reads, "Find out the truth, Google search 2012. At last count, there were 259 million websites that refer to that number. There's so much information out there about that year, it's impossible to sort through it without getting totally confused.
At the point of 2012.
Winter solstice, 2012, December 21st, the sun rises within the dark red.
What do you think is going to happen in 2012?
Yes, there are plenty of people who are worried about the end of the world. And a common theme that runs through much of this hysteria is rooted to the ancient Mayan calendar. It contains several different time cycles that measure everything from the years and seasons to the movement of the heavens. The doomsdayers are latching on to one particular date when the longest of those cycles comes to an end, on December 21st, 2012. Many Mayan scholars say that just means a new cycle begins. Problem is, they don't have deep voices and their own show on the History Channel.
For the Mayan calendar also predicts the end of the world as we know it. Modern astronomers concur with the ancient Mayans.
That's modern astronomer David Turner laughing. He says people are always trying to pin doomsday on astronomical events. The latest group predicts our solar system will pass through a rather dangerous part of the Milky Way in 2012. It's called the Galactic Plane, and it runs right through the center of our galaxy.
The idea has been put forward that every time the sun passes through the Galactic Plane, that should increase the number of comets coming into the inner part of the solar system, and thereby give rise to greater chances of having impacts of these objects with the Earth.
Problem is, Turner says our solar system already did that about 3.5 million years ago, and it isn't set to do it again for another 30 million years. But what about that man with the deep voice?
On December 21st, 2012, the Earth will be in exact alignment with the Sun and the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
The problem is a lot of people are fooled by very thinly veiled science language that makes people think that there's actually some substance behind this.
Professor David Lane is national president of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. He developed a computer program that tracks the movement of our solar system through the Milky Way.
In this case, I set it to the actual date.
Lane says it is true the Earth, Sun, and center of the galaxy will almost be aligned on December 21st, 2012.
But the reality is there's no credible science that would be promoting or believe that anything catastrophic is going to happen to the Earth as a result of this event.
Lane says despite his professional position, it's hard to compete with all of that doomsday hype. Maybe what he needs is a little of that scary music.
But the reality is there's no credible science that would be promoting or believe that anything catastrophic is going to happen to the Earth as a result of this event.
For CBC Radio, I'm Blair Sanderson.